Welcome to Love Quirks, the relationship and love podcast about sparking your connections and understanding the big picture of love. If you're neurospicy, kind of quirky, or just a regular old human wanting to spark your relationships with more connection, more love, more acceptance, and more understanding, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Crystal Clark. Join my quirky crew on your journey to being sparked forever, because no one is normal and all love quirks. Welcome to our love space today. I hope you've been starting to share some best friend energy with your love of life. And if you haven't, then you should check out last week's podcast, because it's all about the importance of allowing your partner to be your best friend. Super important. All right. So today I want to take a little step towards thinking about processing our feelings. I know we had touched a few episodes ago on having that hidden anger or annoyance to a partner, and maybe we don't even realize we had it. Maybe we checked in with ourselves and then we found out, oh my gosh, that is one of the things that's maybe dampening the light of our relationship. So if you checked in and you're like, wow, maybe that's for me, then we've got you covered today. So let's think about how this really fits into actually all four pieces of our cake, because it has sort of a perspective on each of those big pieces. So again, you may already have some successful ways to process your emotions and your feelings, and that will mean that you probably don't have any hidden annoyance or anger if you're one of those people who's listening in. Totally cool. All right. But it won't be lingering around for you. But if you do, that means that we need to really tweak our communication. We're going to think about a little bit about what we're putting our energy into, if we're using our kindfulness in this process. And then really the last step, so things are a little out of order for this, is really our affection piece, because that's going to help us with the repair, okay, with the getting back to okay part after we have a misunderstanding or after we have a miscommunication, that kind of thing. So, right, no one's perfect. And we have to remember that when we have things come up, if we are not processing them, if we are putting our energy into pushing them down and avoiding them and ignoring them and worrying about not wanting to have what we would call a conflict, okay, then we are kind of putting our energy into the wrong piece, because we are then missing out on an opportunity to communicate with our partner, to send out a message, have it be received, have them send us messages back. Okay. We're missing out on that opportunity. We're missing out on the opportunity to get to be kindful towards our partner, that vulnerability piece, for them to be able to hear their feelings, or for us to share our feelings and that they got received kindfully. And that we got to put energy into processing and working on them together. We are ignoring or missing this opportunity to also have a collaborative human moment with each other. Hey, this thing came up for us. How can we work together? How can we take our ideas together? Because we all know, we've talked about before, that no one is perfect, right? Miscommunications, having different perspectives, these are all normal. And working through them to an understanding with each other is really a true human moment and really a true human experience. Right? That should be shared in our close human relationships, not avoided, right? So people like to avoid this word conflict, and that's where a lot of this non-processing comes from. It's because we're trying to avoid conflict. We're trying to avoid not making ourselves feel uncomfortable, or we're trying to avoid not making ourselves feel uncomfortable, and we're trying to avoid not upsetting others. So I guess not making others uncomfortable also, right? Or feeling blame for, you know, or guilt or worry, or, you know, no one likes to be wrong. Right? We do try to avoid being wrong, and we do like to be right. But this is a true human experience. Let's not miss out and skip this human experience, right? It's not something to avoid or hide from. And it is going to feel weird, uncomfortable, awkward. It's going to feel all of those things. That's okay. again, those are all human emotions. Those are all normal human emotions to have when you are doing something new or something hard. It is okay to feel weird, awkward, uncomfortable. It's okay. You don't have to avoid it, actually. One of the first important aspects of this is that to process our feelings with each other in our relationship is that we really have to let the person know that there is something has come up, that there's something we need to communicate about, something we need to collaborate on as quickly as possible. But we also need to allow enough time to pause so that we can be kindful in our communication and that we're ready to collaborate. So some of us need a longer pause than others, but why I say we need to do it as quickly as possible is because if the other person, if our partner, if our love of life doesn't know that there's been a misunderstanding or an oops or a miscommunication or something like that, and we come up a week later and say, hey, all week we've been thinking about this. Now, maybe, you know, it really depends on the thing, but maybe that might be appropriate. But if we do that and it's actually been a small miscommunication on the smaller side or something that we should feel more comfortable talking about, that other person might not even remember it now. They might not even like, right? They might not know. So if they can't know or remember, it's really hard for them to now talk about it and collaborate on it. So the quicker we can do it, the better. And to the for if you're the person who's having the bigger feeling about it and the other person doesn't know, the longer you sit on it, the more likely you are to just not deal with it, right? The more likely you are like, oh, I was going to talk to them on Friday. But, you know, Friday came up, then we ended up going out for a happy hour together after work, you know, and we had a drink, we had some good food, and we were having a good time. And now I don't want to bring it up. That's why it's good to bring it up as soon as possible. Okay. So to help you be in a good place to start to take a moment or to start to be able to share that is that you need to maybe take a moment with your own feelings. Some of us have lots of practice at doing this and we can do it in, you know, a moment or two. Some of us need a bit more time. Some of us need, you know, a few things to help this change. So I'm going to walk you through a few steps to help you be ready to share. Okay, so sometimes we need to pause. And for some people, a pause might be, you know, a bit of a walk away, a change in environment. So I think on the last episode, I gave an example of when, you know, me and my partner had a bit of a miscommunication and I was just not listening in. Now, we just needed a small change of like, we were, you know, of going from being on a bus where the miscommunication happened to being back in our hotel room and, you know, having had a moment to like, you know, go to the bathroom and, you know, whatnot, get a drink of water. And then to be like, ah, yeah, that moment just did happen. Okay, sorry, like that kind of thing, right? But we just needed a change. It couldn't happen on the bus, right? There's people around. We're, you know, that was just not a good moment for us to collaborate and work through things. So some people need a pause, which might be a change of place. Some people need a pause, which might just be some breaths, might be to get a drink of water, might be to do something. Some people, you know, some people's pause, if you're really just starting to do this, is going to take more time. It might take an hour or something. Some people need, you know, a minute or two, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I'm not sure where you're at. Okay. But you can probably, I think you can probably assess where you're at. Think about it, try it out. See. Okay. Think about what you need to have that pause. Then when you're in your pause, you can name that feeling. Now, these are your I statements. So I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling confused. I'm feeling upset. I'm feeling whatever, disappointed. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling, you know, forgotten about, whatever the feeling that you're having in that moment, you want to be able to name it. And you need to be open and honest and vulnerable with yourself when you are doing this. And you need to be using your I statements because these are the feelings that you are having. Okay. So make sure that you are being open and honest with the feelings that you are having. For some people, this is the first step. And this is why they've been pushing feelings down, because they don't actually want to admit that they're feeling annoyed. Because maybe they think like, ah, that is kind of a small thing to do, or I should not be mad at my partner, or I should not feel annoyed at my partner because that, you know, I love them. Well, you can love them and feel annoyed about them. The problem is when we hold on to that annoyance and then we make a layer of annoyance around us, right? In the moment, in these small moments where we've had a miscommunication, I understand you might feel a little annoyed, you might feel a little agitated, might feel a little prickly. That's okay. Name your feeling and be open and honest about your feeling. Okay. And kind of that goes into that next step. And then you're going to sit in that feeling. Some of us really try to avoid feeling uncomfortable or yucky, or I call it like a yucky blanket feeling. Sometimes there's a feeling I have where I'm just like, the whole situation has so many feelings in it. And it feels like this like wet, like yucky blanket that's covering me. And I'm trying to push it off and I just can't get it off until I probably collaborate and solve the problem or come up with a next step to do, right? So whatever that feeling is, you can sit in it. It's okay. For some of us, again, this process can just take a few moments. For some of us, we might need to sit in this feeling for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour. I don't know where you're at again, but it's okay to sit in this feeling. It's okay to cry. It's okay to growl. Whatever you need to do, right? Even if you're like, I don't feel anything. I'm just feeling numb. I'm feeling weird. Whatever, just sit in it for a bit. Sit in it. Okay. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to accept that this is a feeling. Accept that it's okay to be having this feeling and that it's okay if you have multiple feelings about someone. Like I said, again, our overall feeling for our partner or our significant other should be positive emotions, okay? We should be able to list those 3 to 5 things, boop, off the top of our head that we love about them, that energizes us about them, that we are so happy that they are our go-to person. We're so happy that they are our best friend or one of our best friends. We are very happy for that, okay? We have good, positive feelings for that, right? But it's okay, just like we are with some friends. You know, sometimes it could be like, we went through this situation. We just had this instance together and I feel prickly about it. I feel annoyed about it. I feel whatever about it. It's okay to be madly in love with someone all the time and to be like, I feel like they weren't listening to me. That's okay. But we don't want to hold on to that where it's like, I'm madly in love with this person and I feel always, every day, every moment they don't listen, right? Those always statements are the ones that are not good for our close relationship. So we're going to accept that we can have different feelings in that moment, okay? And that we're going to be sitting in that so that we're processing it so that it doesn't become a laundry list of complaints that suddenly pops into our head every time we run into a miscommunication, every time we run into a problem. Okay, so we're going to accept these feelings that they're okay to have, and we're going to practice self-compassion. So this kind of goes with accepting the feelings that we're not going to feel guilt, shame, like we're a bad person, that we're having these feelings. That's what often makes us avoid dealing with these feelings, is because we feel like we're not allowed to have them, or we shouldn't have them, or we need to get over them really fast. Okay, we're not going to get over them really fast. Or well, we're going to process them, but we are going to get over them and let them go because we're going to process them. Okay. And not feeling guilt about it, that's what makes you not want to share, right? So we want to get around that. Okay. So once we've kind of gone through these steps and we're kind of feeling in a place where I can share this in a kindful way, where I'm not going to yell this at the person, and I am ready that I can also hear their kindful communications. Okay. This is the point where I'm going to feel I'm more ready to communicate. I'm ready to hear their kindful communications about the blip or misunderstanding, whatever's happened. And I'm going to think about the best way to open these conversations up. Now, this actually could be a really fun conversation to have with your significant other, right? To have with your love of life of like, hey, how do we want to talk about this stuff with each other? How do we want to, what's the thing I should say to open up a conversation like this? Because some people are very reluctant to the, can we talk? That's probably because there's a history of someone going, can we talk? And then you get to hear all the things wrong that you did. And then only they get to talk. That's why a lot of people, like when they hear the, can we talk, or let's talk later, that's like, oh my gosh, now that's hanging over me this whole time. And I don't want to talk because now I'm going to be told everything I did wrong. So let's find out what's a better way to open it. Is it just to be like, some people like to jump right in. Like my partner likes to jump right in, like, hey, so you know what happened on the bus? He'll just dive right in like that. But I now know after, because I from previous relationship have been really scared. to be vulnerable in that way and to bring up problems, because they usually got turned back around on me in some way that I brought up the problem, and now eventually we talk through it. And now I was apparently also the cause of that problem. That's why we ran into it, and that there was no accountability on the other person's part. And we all know that miscommunication is never 100% just one person, right? Or, you know, a misunderstanding or an oops or whatever in the situation, that there's always two perspectives. Okay. So, and if we're both being open and honest and vulnerable with each of our perspectives, then there will be, you know, some truth, some honesty found there, and we will be able to come to an understanding and a collaboration about it. And so, you know, now that I have good practice with that person, with my partner, just diving in and be like, yeah, so what happened back there? And I go, oh, okay, yeah, no, I know it wasn't good, or I know it wasn't smooth. I know there was a thing. Yep, okay. So the next step is to actually have that, you know, now we're in a comfortable way. We found a way into the conversation where we both feel sparked to be collaborative with each other. We're not being defensive. Okay. So we're not being defensive. Yay, fantastic. Okay. Right. Because we don't, that's not, if we're defensive, we're not being vulnerable. We're already, you know, feel like the other person's telling us wrong. And as we know, no one is wrong in these situations. We're tweaking them. We're problem solving. We're thinking about how to do better next time. This time has already happened. Who cares who was right or wrong? Like I said, miscommunication is never 100% one way or the other. So there actually is no right or wrong. What we're doing is we're tweaking and moving forward for next time, so that every time is a little bit better. Like, I don't know if anyone's ever read the book Atomic Habits here, but I love how he talks about getting 1% better at things. So don't do that. It needs to be that we're perfect communicators, or that we're perfect at doing this emotional processing thing right away. No, we're just trying to get even 0.5% better, 0.25% better, some better, so that we are moving towards, you know, a place where we feel one day we've got this, that magically we just get there. It's like, ah, all our 1% have added up, and now this does seem smoother. This does seem like a great way to move through the world together. That's what we're going for. And so in our collaborative conversation, we're really having a structure of like, I feel, you feel, my perspective, your perspective. And that's going to bring us to a moment of mutual understanding. Like, ah, I see your perspective. Ah, you see my perspective. Okay, cool. What can we do next time? What could we tweak going forward? Now, sometimes you might already actually have a plan and someone didn't use it that sense. That's actually sometimes my fault, as we'll come up with a plan. And then I get too into the moment. I'm definitely a person who needs to have a pause, because I'll get too into the moment, and then I don't realize that I haven't used my plan, or that this is the moment to use the plan. And so sometimes I need a reminder. And then sometimes, you know, my partner is, you know, he's not in the moment to give a reminder. And so now we have a reminder afterwards in our conversation, like, ah, that's when I was supposed to use that. Okay, right. So next time. Okay. But we've still had the conversation. We're still moving forward. And now the last piece is that we are going to have a moment of affection towards each other, right? Have at least a few micro moments of affection towards each other. And that's going to be our repair piece, right? So we've gone from feeling prickly. We felt our prickly emotion. We have a plan. We have understanding for moving forward. And now we're going to repair, which means we're going to have a moment of affection with each other. So, you know, if you've all listened to my, I think it's called No Words Podcast, No Words Needed episode. So the No Words Needed episode, that really talks about, you know, like, some people, we might not be ready to share words. So maybe you know some breathing together, a moment where we're embracing and breathing, or how you like to, however you like to do your partner breathing together, right? Maybe, you know, a quiet snuggle on the couch. Maybe, you know, maybe we've used our words in this conversation and we just want a physical moment of affection in some way. Okay. And it doesn't have to be, you know, that sexual makeup sex kind of a physical affection moment. It can be anything that's that physical contact that you know you're sharing a moment of affection together. Okay. Some, it could be something from your love languages. So, like I said, some people are not ready for more words at that point, but some people might want to do words, right? Or if that's their love language, or some people might want to do an act of service, right? Like, we just, you know, had this, like, let's, you know, I'm going to make us a cup of tea. I'm going to make us a snack. I'm going to, you know, I heard the laundry go off while we were having our little collaborative talk, and I'm actually going to go change it over for you. Okay. So something in our love language where we are coming back and we're connecting in that affectionate way. That's really that last step to kind of close it off, to show we're back to okay. We're back to a good spot with each other, right? We're back to that neutral zone. And that's really going to help us to process that we are not stuck. We are not hiding. We are not avoiding that emotion. We have now come full circle, right? We've gone through the yuckies. We've talked about, we've felt it. We've now chatted about it. We've processed it. And now we're back to the hoorays. I don't know what the opposite of the yuckies would be, right? But we're coming back to our positive emotional place with each other. That's what that showing of affection is going to do. That last step is really, in this whole process, is going to keep us sparked. Thanks to my quirky crew for sharing this space and your connection time with me once again. It's really, truly appreciated. If you're new here, I hope this time sparked your love and relationship energy too, and that you'll be joining us again. If something sparked you today, connected with you, delighted you, do reach out. Find me on TikTok at sparked_forever or through my website, sparkedforever.com, to get your free copy of Cake Night, your mini guide to making date night sweeter. Don't forget to send some love out by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Not only does this send me some love, but it helps others find us on their relationship journey. Until next time, be sparked.